Hi folks, good afternoon. Welcome to the evening sessions. I'm going to turn it over to our next speaker, Franzi, to introduce his set. Just a couple of housekeeping rules. If you could make sure phones, etc., are on silent. When you're taking a seat, they can be loud. Make sure that you do them gently and try and keep the talking to a minimum. Thank you.
Okay, so hello everyone. I'm František. I'm a product owner of the Packit project. I will use this project as an example during the talk. Thanks everyone for coming, and I would like to also few things from you, so don't sneak out with the doors behind. When I was thinking about this talk, I was thinking that if people come here, they already maybe had issues like me and already were thinking about that, so let's use their ideas as well and don't just talk for a half of hour and let them show and share. So, I would like you to connect to this URL or just use menti.com and use this number to just connect to the slides so you can also provide some feedback for me or for mainly for others. I hope it will not break the Wi-Fi or disappear or something, so we'll see how it goes. And this is an example question. Thank you for putting the answers there. That's not only to test it, but also so we know what are you coming from, or what are the what is your background. So let's give you a couple of more seconds. Wow, so many. Okay, yeah, and also a positive thing is that if you don't see the slides correctly, you can watch them on the screen, and yeah, sorry those who wanted to just fix some bugs in the meantime or check the next session, so you need to use the phone or laptop for this, so sorry about that. Okay, so we'll move on. In the title, there was two times mentioned stream, but what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is a stream of code or the program that comes from up, from the developers, down to the users. So that's the stream I have in mind. And you can have various pieces on the way, and anything what goes up to the developer is an upstream. What goes down to the user is a downstream. So for example, Fedora is a downstream when looking from the developer point of view or from GitHub, GitLab, but it can be also an upstream for CentOS stream for RHEL. Yeah, CentOS stream is a downstream of Fedora, but upstream of RHEL. So depends always from what place we are looking from. For this talk, when I mention upstream, I mean a GitForge development, the GitHub, GitLab. By downstream, I mean some Linux distribution, for example, Fedora in my case. I try to use upstream developers and downstream maintainers to make it really clear, but just so you know. So just to check, try to show others where do you belong. Are you more a maintainer, downstream guy, or are you more an upstream developer, maybe curious how you can get to the distribution? So let's show others how we stand here and who I'm talking to. So mostly maintainers, and if you are both upstream developer and downstream maintainer, you are somehow in the middle. Okay, so it's not moving much, so I'll continue. Okay, so let's back to the Packit project. I mentioned in the title slide, something around 5 years ago, with few people around, we was thinking that we will have we'll create a new project, and as a goal we said, hey, let's make upstream and downstream closer together. So let's provide some downstream feedback to the development and also for downstream maintainers, let's provide them some connection to the upstream. For example, when they release new code in upstream, so let's get it automatically to downstream. And it was like, yeah, that will be awesome. Everyone will be happy. So we started work on that. And a few months ago, we came to the upstream developers and said, yeah, we have this Fedora integration for your project, and it's really easy, and you will have like new functionality for your project, and can be sure that your code will run. The feedback wasn't so positive, and we were really surprised because, we are trying to help you. So what do you think? Why developers might care about downstream? Why they might even bother? Why they shouldn't just live on GitHub, GitLab site and live their awesome life and don't care about any distribution at all? And yeah, so yeah, hard question. I hope you are typing. Yeah, availability, software option. Wow, so. Articles. Okay, yeah, many reasons. But without distributions, they might have no users. Yeah, a lot of obvious things. Just to note, after the session, I'll share the results with you. So maybe I'll also set up some blog posts, but you will have it attached. And yeah, wow, so many things. It looks like it makes sense to care about downstream. So just a couple of more seconds. People, shitty tools, yeah. Revenue maybe also. Sometimes there is a middleman that you don't need to tackle with the users. Sometimes you just don't want the users maybe. Okay, so let's move on. So we ask maintainers, hey maintainers, we have this nice service for you that will automatically get your upstream releases to your service. Always, we were very positive that we help people. I don't care if they produce new code, it's definitely new bugs and more work for me. So I'm not sure if I want this service. Same question. Why do you think maintainers should care about upstream? Why there should not be just the dev upstream that don't produce anything and I can happily live, just rebuild my package every half a year or hour or so when there is a new version of the Linux distribution and live in peace? Users want new releases, new features, that's related, missing updates, similar stuff, bug fixes, writing the code is hard, and we ideally don't want to do that, and all the patching, can you be a maintainer without an upstream? Looks like not, but yeah, there are lots of maintainers with the dead upstream, but availability, security fixes, stability. So yeah, we have at least 17 reasons why to do that, so I think it makes sense to care about upstream. And yeah, if there is no upstream project, then there is no downstream project, so that makes sense. So, we really wanted to help people, and it was quite a surprise that we were honest on that, and that was our goal, to bring upstream and downstream closer together. There was nothing hidden, just a really clear goal to help people. So, on the way, after these feedbacks, we also get some positive ones, and also there were people that were both upstream and downstream, and after all, we get some users, and also users that provided some really good feedback. And after like these somehow 4 years, I can say that we are saving some time, people, and helping them. And there are also great grateful people that uses our project. So it looks like it makes some sense. But it wasn't easy, and we are not done definitely. And we've collected various feedback and complaints on the way. So let's pick few typical sentences that we've heard during those years, and let's take a look what we can do to help in those situations. So the first one, when things go wrong, I don't want to look into the logs. I don't understand the downstream logs. There is some build failure, and I don't understand it. So what would you do in this situation? You are providing a build system integration, or maybe like you are running RPM builds for the upstream pull requests, or testing on Ubuntu, or anything like that. Just the downstream feedback for the for any upstream change, and people don't want to tackle with the downstream logs. What when things go wrong? What would you do? How to help with that? Yeah. Reliable mechanism for filling bugs, yeah, definitely. If the problem is like a packaging problem, anything else what we can do? okay, so be transparent. So if we are need to tackle with the logs, so let's them suffer as well. Yes, I should read 20 relevant logs to find the one relevant. Yeah, so help with somehow combine those. Cool logging libraries. I'm still missing some crucial. yeah, you can use Snap or Flatpak. Yeah, yes, but you can get like a failure from creating the snap. So it's. We can treat like Snap or Flatpak like as another distribution, maybe with wider audience, but still. Yeah. okay, I heard that's my joke. Okay, I'm still missing one crucial, the obvious one. You know that it's not possible.